This is Wade Rathier, the Chief Organizer Report on Guns and Kids, Justice for Jerome. Social Policy Press is releasing an e-book, Guns and Kids, Can We Survive the Carnage? By Frank Stryer, a legal scholar and emeritus professor from the California State University System. Not surprisingly, the facts and figures are chilling. We may be horrified by the outrages in San Bernardino and Connecticut with military-style assault weapons, but the overwhelming number of deaths, including to children, come from handguns. Part of the problem is plain and simple access to guns. Combine access with age and results too often are tragic. The evidence is everywhere. Recently, I was talking to Pat Bryant, co-convener of a very interesting New Orleans-based coalition called Justice and Beyond, and Beth Butler, one of the steering committee members on Wage World, among other projects. They've recently been organizing a quiet protest of solidarity in one of the most depressing and difficult venues for direct action, courts. The other day, more than 100 crowded into a local courtroom, many wearing t-shirts saying Justice for Jerome. And though the arguments are complicated now, the issue of guns and kids lies at the root of the confusion. Jerome Morgan was 16 years old. He and a bunch of other 16-year-old teens were at a party. Someone said something to someone, got mad, and stomped off. Later, someone came back to the party with a gun. When it was over, another 16-year-old was dead. Jerome ended up arrested and charged. He spent 20 years in jail until it all unraveled. The two so-called witnesses recanted, saying that their testimony, which fingered Jerome, was coerced by the police. Jerome was released from jail on bond. The current district attorney, Leon Canizaro, has Jerome back in court, trying to recharge him for the crime and threatening to also charge the two witnesses with perjury. The judge who released Jerome says without the witnesses, the police have nothing in the case against Jerome, since the gun was also never found. Canizaro was the original judge on the Jerome case and was allowed under Louisiana law to sentence Jerome as a juvenile to life a sentence without the possibility of parole. The case is complex. Justice and Beyond has taken it on and seems to have won an evidentiary hearing previously denied. Their protests and discipline demonstrations are making a difference to the elected judges hearing the case. I won't get off message here and talk about the stark contrast between the struggle for justice being waged for Jerome Morgan compared to the queue of prisoners, also too young and invariably African American, that is overpopulating the New Orleans courts and policing regime. The continual struggle to protect the body against racism is currently better handled in the powerful and passionate award-winning book by Ta-Nehisi Coates, Between the World and Me. Throwing guns into the cauldron of our cities and culture and allowing them to be accessible, perhaps even available to kids, though, is a simple story, no matter how complex and twisted the path to justice. There's nothing but tragedy and pain in their wake. The smoke never clears. The blood and tears never dry. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.